This third lecture for Unit 8 of Component 11 looks at the collection of data for secondary use. Data is captured in the primary source document of the electronic health record. It is also captured from healthcare insurance plans. In addition, individual research projects capture patient data, as do state and public health departments. The use of information collected about individual patients is used in many data sets, as discussed earlier. The data collected must follow state and federal laws that mandate security and privacy of that information. Data quality standards provide the foundation for producing information that is meaningful and useful for the improvement of healthcare. Following national and international standards is imperative for this to occur. Individual organizations must make a commitment to ongoing strategic planning and tactics to ensure that all users understand the importance of following proper procedures for data collection. Ongoing training is essential for this to be maintained at the highest level of integrity. Clinical documentation is important, as this data is then abstracted for secondary uses. From the documentation, medical diagnoses and procedures are given a code number that is later used to retrieve information for research, quality review, billing, planning, etc. Two coding systems are primarily used in healthcare systems: the International Classification of Diseases, ICD, and Current Procedural Terminology, CPT. The infrastructure and architecture of software systems are developed with the intent to use the primary data for secondary uses, as mentioned in the previous slide. In healthcare, some typical secondary uses of data are registry systems, cancer, trauma, diabetes, health information exchange systems, public health surveillance and safety systems, and national databases. Secondary data is also used to inform operations and finance decisions for revenue and utilization management and administrative decisions. When secondary information is collected nationally, it is used to inform the public about healthcare, but it does not identify individual patients. This slide lists several national organizations that collect and aggregate secondary data for public reporting. The complete list of data that is collected is extensive and has a great impact on national health programs, so the integrity of the data collected at each facility and on each individual patient directly affects ongoing research to develop programs that increase the quality of healthcare. As an example, let's look at the uses of the data elements for emergency department systems, which is sponsored by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. This system is a collection of emergency room data in acute care. It incorporates national standards for data interchange for submission to a national data system that provides ongoing quality information to improve healthcare. Another example is the Health Plan Employer Data and Information Set, which collects administrative data and clinical data. A few of the uses of the data are to analyze and assess treatment outcomes and develop physician profiles. The Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality offers robust data sources for researchers, clinicians, purchasers, policymakers, and consumers. This slide lists just a few of the data sources that are available. The following are examples of reports published by two professional organizations and one government agency that look at the issues of secondary use of data and the importance of standards, privacy, security, and accessibility. They are the American Health Information Management Association's report, Health Data Access, Use, and Control; the American Medical Informatics Association report, Toward a National Framework for Secondary Use of Data, 2006, and the National Committee on Vital and Health report, A Stewardship Framework for Secondary Uses of Electronically Collected and Transmitted Health Data, 2007. Data quality is based on capturing data elements that follow standards. Using data for secondary purposes provides a robust resource for improving healthcare and making decisions for the future. Organizations need to use strategic planning to determine the use of the data they collect and use. The use of secondary data must still follow state and federal laws that mandate the security and privacy of the data that is collected, used, and disseminated.